Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, October 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Ask people what bothers them the most about their job, and many are likely to say the amount of time they spend in meetings. 30 minutes here, 30 minutes there, it adds up to a lot of time away from their desks. But some are trying to solve that by cutting meeting times in half.
If you take away the hemming and the hawing and the warm-up, 15 minutes is really enough time to get most of what you want to get done in a meeting done.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Anne-Marie Chaker about the art of the 15-minute meeting after the break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Is 15 the new 30? Bosses and workers feel they can be more productive by reducing typical half-hour meetings to 15 minutes. Wall Street Journal reporter Anne-Marie Chaker joins me. So Anne-Marie, a lot of people feel that meetings slow down productivity, but they've been a mainstay of the workplace seemingly forever. Why the push to reduce meetings to 15 minutes?
We're all tied to our calendars more acutely than ever before with video conferencing calls, tied to our calendaring systems online. We feel it very acutely when we're 1 minute over or under. So, you know, there's just more of an awareness that time is money. And the normal default when we calendar something tends to be 30 minutes. And that can feel like too much.
But is 15 minutes enough time to get things done?
If you really look long and hard at your blocks of time, you feel if you're focused, that most, maybe not all, but most of what you can get done in a meeting can get done in 15. If you take away the hemming and the hawing and the warm-up, 15 minutes is really enough time to get most of what you want to get done in a meeting done.
So the pleasantries, what you have for dinner last night, that all can go away.
Yeah, it's not to say that you can't do a little bit of it, but we tend to get nervous and do too much of it, and then the other person feels they need to respond to it, and then it just ends up taking half the meeting. If you can just bring in a little bit of confidence, a little bit of warm-up, but then just say something like, let's get straight to it because we only have 15 minutes.
But is there a learning curve for people to be able to make their points or make a presentation in a short amount of time, like 15 minutes in a work meeting?
There are a few things you can do to get people more on board. You can give them a heads up. Hey, I want to hear all about your weekend. You can use your voice for warmth. We discount how the voice is really a powerful way to convey warmth. And we shouldn't be afraid to use it to our advantage. And just to say something that kind of is personal, but also moves it along. Like, I want to hear all about your weekend, but let's get right to it because we only have 15 minutes. I've actually fixed my calendaring to blocks of 15 after this story from blocks of 30 before. And I feel it's been very effective in kind of setting things up better.
But if 15 minutes means that somebody might have less time to do their actual work in a meeting as opposed to a longer meeting, would that be a learning curve for them to economize how they're going to present to their group of coworkers?
When we're nervous, we hem and haw, we overthink. And then when something is scheduled for 30, people on the other end feel like they're going to need to take up all that time. So there's just a lot of time wasted anyway. One way I like to do these is to stack them a bit. The worst for me is when I have like blocks of 15 minutes between meetings because I feel like I can't get enough done anyway to really focus, and I'm only just getting started on a project or writing or whatever. So if you can stack them or schedule them in a way that makes sense to you, maybe 3 15-minute meetings back to back and just like a 5-minute drink of water or breather in between those, it can be very effective.
So when you have 15-minute meetings on the calendar, how should people plan those meetings?
One thing that I've heard people do is offer a few bullets ahead of time. Here's what we're going to talk about, and here's some reading material so that people come to the conversation more prepared. I even talked to one boss who said that he found that a lot of people don't read the reading material anyway. So they just take the first 5 minutes of the meeting to speed read. There's all kinds of ways you can do it, but just presenting up front that this is a meeting that's going to be focused on this, that, and the other, and we only have 15 minutes and let's get right to it, I think really changes the whole tenor of the thing.
So will the 15-minute meeting plan solve the too many meetings problem that many people have in the office?
Anything that helps people focus is a good thing. And, you know, maybe because the meetings are tighter, then we just have more time to do actual work. And focus work is very important and something that a lot of people are talking about right now. And having more meetings reduces the amount of time we actually can sit and think and write, which is very valuable. So yes, it could be a really good solution and something that more people can look towards. It's really effective. If you look at your calendar settings, just take a look at what the default setting is, and it's easy to change that and to give it a try for a week and see if it works.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Anne-Marie Chaker. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow morning to discuss how more businesses are offering discounts to customers who pay in cash with WSJ's Amani Moiz. This episode was produced by me, J.R. Whalen, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.